next dictation by Dr. Sharon Armeza, MD, is patient. Alejandro Arpeaglu. First name, Alejandro. Last name, Arpeaglou. This is Cardiocare Associates Letterhead, a treadmill stress echocardiogram. File Streco space Arpeaglou space A. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination, 4/25/22. Referring physician, Alfredo Ibarra. Let me just make sure it's Alfredo Ibarra. Could be Ibarra Alfredo. Let me just double check. It is Ibarra. Let's see. It's Alfredo Ibarra. Alfredo is the first name. Alfredo Ibarra, MD. So that would be Ibarra. Performing physician, Sharon Armeza, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 77-year-old male with history of non-obstructive CAD in the LAD and LCX, and history of VPCs for stress test on medication, including his beta blocker. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure. (110/70), parentheses, Toprol XL, 25 milligrams, comma, amiloride hydrochlorothiazide, 5/50, half a tablet daily, close parentheses. No, wait a second. Hold on. It is... hold on. There's a mistake here. I have to see what happened to this guy. He was on... Let me just double check if he's on all this medicine. Yeah, so it should be triamterene hydrochlorothiazide 37.5/25 and... Toprol XL. Toprol XL, 25 milligrams. To see where the problem is. Hold on. Yeah, this is a mistake. Here we go. Okay, so, let me just continue. So, let's see. Baseline blood pressure, 110/70. I gave you the medication. Baseline heart rate, 62 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient went treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 127, parentheses, 88% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 140/70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure proct of 17780, period. New paragraph. The patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress, period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure 100 over 70 and a heart rate of 75 at the end of the recovery period. There was a VPC with initial stress and multiple APCs and VPCs, as well as a ventricular couplet. Correction, there was a VPC during initial stress, period. There were APCs noted during the recovery period, along with VPCs with a ventricular couplet and 1 3-beat run of monomorphic ventricular tachycardia at a heart rate of around 170 beats per minute. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 88% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Pastoral long axis, pastoral short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of fair quality for parasternal views and of good quality for apical views. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 88% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. One, normal correction. Conclusions. One, normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 80% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress the recovery period. Three, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets, comparable to his prior stress test. Four, the patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress with a normal blood pressure and The patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress, period. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on his current medication, period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise despite his beta blocker. Five, a VPC was noted in initial stress, period. APCs were noted in recovery, period. There were multiple VPCs noted in the recovery period with one ventricular couplet and 1 3-beat run of non-sustained ventricular tachycardia. Correction, 1 3-beat asymptomatic monomorphic run of non-sustained ventricular tachycardia at a heart rate of around 170 beats per minute. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. Six, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 88% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, comma, normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.